missed it, download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.
And a Colorado brewery has created a limited run beer that's flavored with bull testicles.
Huh?
We had this story before.
Yeah. Now,
bull testicles.
This is an update on that story.
The Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Yeah. A Rocky Mountain Oyster Stout made by the Wine Coop Brewing Company. It initially started as a...
Gross. You're gross. Did people buy it so much that they're going to do it again?
Yeah. Not just again. They're going to do it permanently.
Is it a cream stout?
Oh, gross. It's not that.
It was initially meant as an April Fool's joke for the Great American Beer Festival in Denver last year. It's made with 25 pounds of roasted bull gonads. The beer master said they wanted to showcase a local delicacy, that is deep-fried bull testicles, also known as Rocky Mountain oysters.
Poor
now,
bulls.
The company says it will, in a ballsy move, offer their beer year-round, apparently. Move. People went nuts for it when they put it out before.
Nuts so, for it.
Yeah.
Look at you.
You know how they sell it?
In a bag.
In pairs.
In pairs.
To the two-pack. They put it in a sack and away you go.
What if you get a holiday three-pack? Then you got this weird mutant bull?
You're going to need to see a doctor.
Yeah.
You guys don't feel bad for the bull? You're willing to drink?
Oh, it's a stupid cow. Who cares?
The cow.
Cows are delicious. I'm not eating its testicles, though, or drinking
them. They had to get special permission from the government to do this. Remember? Because the name of it, they've recently approved the brewery's label for the beer, which describes the brew as a luscious, uniquely ballsy stout with notes of roasted barley, coffee, and nuts.
So you should be able to find it here. I mean, they're selling it nationwide, right?
They're going to release it. Not nationwide. They're going to release it in Denver initially. That's where the brewery's located. But there's a website called beerjobber.com, and they say it should be available there in a couple of weeks.
Don't want to find it. You can leave it hidden. That's where it needs to be.
Yeah, I don't want to try.
$7-$8 like, a two-pack.
Yeah, I like new beers and stuff, but I don't have any desire.
Let me know when I can find the monk beer.
Yes.
The four-pack. I want to know about that.
Why do they have... They have a picture of the raw...
What it looks like?
Well, I'm assuming the uncooked meat on the plate before they cook it and roast it and put it in the beer. So it's, you know.
Yeah, those are not not what I want to see with my beer.
Sure don't want that on the label.
No, I don't want that on. No.
You've gone too far with beer if you're putting testicles in it. I mean, really. Like, if you go to a party shot and some guy dunks his testicles in your beer.
I'm not drinking
it.
Right, exactly. So why would I want some big, filthy animal's testicles in my beer as well? No. Never should happen. It's not a good scene no matter where you're at.
I'm not going to argue that point. That's for sure.
Missed it? Download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.